92.3 is FM Talk.
Things I know after years of observational research in Reno, I'm pretty sure Teslas and BMWs do not have turn signals. They were just built without them.
I thought it was the California catalytic converter ran out of blinker fluid.
It's uncanny. BMWs and Teslas.
Oh, boy.
I don't know. Anyway, I'm John Potter. Hello.
Hey, it's Jay Biggs back in the studio live with you guys here after last week being out at the Nevada Day Parade announcing in front of all the good folks there. Right in front of the Capitol, John, I had quite the spot.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it was a great time out there. I will tell you, if you sat in front of the 99.1 booth, you knew it. Let's just say that.
He's proud of himself.
Oh, yeah, I am. Oh, yeah.
And he still has a job.
How is that?
Well, it's because the owner of the station, Jerry's like-minded, I think. That's the beauty of this job.
For sure. On the show today, Rick Canale, real estate Remax Gold guy, is coming up. Connie Westlake is running for Washoe County District B. She's a school district candidate. Johnny Smith is in for Frank Honeywell for the Lyon County Sheriff race. We're going to hear all about Lyon County in that segment. Alicia Barber, the downtown advocate and Reno historian, has some big news about a huge proposal which is going to totally change downtown Reno. And you got this guy, Jimmy May.
Yeah, Jimmy May. And, you know, we've been saying all week long on the commercial, suds and duds. It's actually duds and suds. I feel like such a jerk. He texted me about it, and then I saw him driving down the road yesterday on 395, and I see his big van. I go, how did I don't know, man. That was just my dyslexic moment, I guess.
Is that where you have your laundry done?
No,
is that
no,
the connection?
No. Just Jimmy's a great patriot, man.
That's cool.
Yeah, he's a great guy. So
I've got to say,
Craig?
Though,
do I hear Craig?
You hear me? I've got to say, I've used duds and suds, and there's service for doing your laundry, and I loved it, and especially for comforters and blankets and things like that too.
Yeah.
They can't handle all that.
You know what I love? They have like this 25% off for military sign right in there. So thanks for supporting the military, Duds and Suds.
I thought you were going to say that the 25% beer or
Yeah, you know, in case you folks don't know, they got slot machines and a snack bar with beer and food and Wi-Fi, oh, yeah. TV, pool table.
Oh, yeah, all sorts of good stuff. But we'll get to that at the bottom of the 11 o'clock hour.
I want to know what they do with all the extra socks.
Good question. Hey, maybe they give them to homeless. That'd be good.
All right. Sock John Potter and Jay Biggs. Sock puppets. Yeah, truckloads of them.
All right, John, let's do some news and comment. I've been missing this. It's been a couple weeks.
All right, friends, could it be a scandal involving Governor Sisolak, now seeking re-election, and the former Nevada prisons director? Charles Daniels told reporters yesterday that he was told to lie by the governor's office. The former chief said he was told to change the record of what happened when a convicted bomb maker escaped in September. That escape was not reported until 4 days later. Daniel said a top aide to Sisolak asked him to change the timeline of the escape.
Oh, dear God.
Daniels refused, calling it a, quote, narrative that was knowingly false. He says he was then forced to resign. Sisolak's chief of staff calls Daniel's story a political shakedown for money.
Yeah, sounds like exactly what it is.
If it walks like a... Yeah. Well, at least 15 residents of a town in northern Washoe County never got their mail-in ballots. Commissioner Jeannie Herman says Republicans in the Via area did not receive ballots, while Democrats there did. The county blamed incorrect voter registrations, but the Reno Gazette Journal reports the registrations were correct and that the ballots were not delivered from the subcontracted printer. The county now says the printer had the names of the Republican voters from the county, but for some reason did not send them. The county says those without ballots in VIA can drive and vote in person, but for these folks, that's a six-hour round trip.
Yikes.
With the gas prices and all.
Well, you know, RTC is giving free rides out.
Not here, there.
Not there. Oh, no. But I'm saying here in the Truckee Meadows, so transportation shouldn't be an issue to get to a polling station if you need to vote. But
in this case, something should or has to be done.
Well, as
you can't just say you have to vote in person when there's no place to vote in person near VIA.
Well,
3 hours over here, 3 hours back.
Can't they do like an online thing or something? Send them a link to a website and they just click who they want or something instead of us having to actually physically make these people go 6 hour round trips or something? I mean,
it's not their fault. These voters, this is something that was screwed up either by the printer or the Board of Elections. So, taint fair.
Maybe they sent them to the wrong people. Maybe the dead people. Maybe that's the ballot that Jerry had last week.
All right. Well, speaking of ballots, there will be no hand counting of ballots in Nye County after all. The Nevada Secretary of State is refusing to end the ban on hand counting.
You mean they got denied?
Barbara Sagaski says even making the hand counting silent instead of votes called out by counters still raises, quote, concerns relating to the integrity of the election. Last week, the Nevada Supreme Court sided with the ACLU's opinion against hand counting. Sagaski said the county can submit another alternative, but that's impossible now at this late date.
I think at this late date, I don't know, John. I mean, is there really any one system that is dependable at this point anymore? You could do online, you could do mail-in, you could do in-person. To me, it's like...
Nothing's perfect, but there's probably something better than the other.
I think they should do electronic and hand counting. I think they should do both and then compare the numbers.
That's what they wanted to do in Nye County. They wanted a hand count, and the machine would also be count.
Okay, I thought they just wanted
hand. And then they could
only
compare, and if there was a discrepancy, then they could investigate.
Oh, my gosh.
Would you believe there are now more nonpartisan voters than there are Republicans in Nevada? That's what the Secretary of State's office reports. Republicans are now in third place with registered voters, and Democrats now have over 79,000 more voters in the state than Republicans. It's a Vegas thing, folks. The office says the number of nonpartisan voters has been growing for several years now.
Well, just because someone's logged in as an independent doesn't mean that they're not a Republican, but they just are worried about maybe what way the party or any party is going to go.
That is startling. I can't think of any time in history in Nevada where nonpartisan voters beat out one of the two major parties in terms of registered voters. That's unbelievable.
See, well, this is how they like to spin it. They like to spin it like it's there's so many more Democrats.
Who's they?
You know who they are, John. No, what I'm saying is like, you know, maybe it's more Democrats that are leaving the Democratic Party and becoming nonpartisan or something, just as much as it is, you know, Republicans even. And they're making it sound like more people are going from the Republican side to the nonpartisan now.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, they're just skewing it.
Well, I know one thing's for sure. It's a sure sign that people are fed up with the two parties.
Well, not only that, but get out and talk to people. Do you really think we have a shortage of Republicans? I mean, honestly, when you get out and you start talking to people, John,
we don't have
a shortage of Republicans.
Maybe you should visit Las Vegas. I think you'd probably be a little
downtown,
disappointed.
The homeless people, the illegal aliens, teachers.
Carson City deputies had a fight on their hands trying to arrest a graffiti vandal caught in the act yesterday. An officer spotted a man and woman defacing power boxes near the Gold Dust West. The 24-year-old Carson City woman was arrested, but 29-year-old Timothy Jim Jr. took off. An hour later, he was found hiding in a tunnel, but he wouldn't come out. Deputies had to use several pepper balls to change his mind. He was a fugitive from justice, had a warrant out of California. COVID-19 is on the increase again in Washoe County. The health district bases the new numbers on case counts and wastewater sampling that shows more of the Omicron variant in town. Hospitalizations for COVID went up last week, with more cases expected through the month in Washoe County. Question: our state will sue for huge settlements from outside concerns like the tobacco companies and the pharmaceutical companies. Can we sue China for damages caused by COVID. No, I'm serious. There is growing evidence that the virus originated from the Wuhan lab.
But did you know, John, the weirdest part of this whole thing is there was only 6 people dead in the Wuhan district before we closed down the United States. There's only 6.
Really?
6 people.
Oh,
go
why
look
do you
it up.
Figure that is? I'm interested in your theories.
Well, I don't have a theory I want to actually produce other than just that, like, it's, they knew it was coming.
Well, sue for restitution from China. What this cost us, this country, and it also would serve as an incentive for the Chinese Communist Party to improve its behavior if there's and when there's a next time, says me.
No, you want to hold China accountable?
It was a beautiful scene yesterday at Sparks Marina Park. Hundreds of folks, including soldiers, were there for the official opening of the new Nevada Veterans Memorial Plaza.
Yes, it's beautiful, too.
The memorial, funded by $1.3 million in donations, has 896 names of American soldiers listed on the marble wall. There's also an area for parents and teachers to explain the history and what it all means. It's now open for all.
Right.
Here we go again. Long lines at Gold Ranch Resort and the Hallelujah Junction Market near Bordertown. Tonight is the drawing for a $1.6 billion Powerball jackpot, the biggest lottery prize in history. What gets me is I can't think of one big Powerball winner from Nevada. We never get the big winners in Nevada. It's always New Jersey, California, or something like Wisconsin.
It's interesting you say this because doing Uber, the other day I picked up the manager out at the Gold Ranch ticket spot and took her to work. And I started talking to her.
Good for you.
Soon as we pulled into Gold Ranch, she goes, oh, my God. She goes, the line's out the door. She's like, this is already, this is 2 days ago. She's basically like fearing going to work the next couple days, right? But she told me, I said, have you ever
had
sold
a
winner ticket?
Yeah.
She goes, yeah. She goes, we sold a $150 million ticket.
What? Right. When was this?
I don't know when.
Oh,
she just told me this.
I remember
that. She
said
the store got a kickback on it.
Yeah.
Because I was asked, I was like, did you get tipped or anything like that? And she goes, oh, no, we don't get tipped by the person. The lottery company does a kickback to the store.
It seems like every other state had a big jackpot winner on this.
Well, maybe
a
Californian. Maybe that's what it was. Maybe it was a Californian and won.
Either Nevada's jinxed or it's definitely our turn.
Nevada
does not
have a lottery. It's against our state constitution.
Well, I mean Nevadans who go and vote at Bordertown or near Bordertown in Gold Ranch.
Actually, Nevada does have a lottery. It's called Moving to Reno and Hoping You Can Survive Paying Rent.
Well, I'll tell you what, the fact that we have had 39 consecutive Powerball drawings without a jackpot winner shows you just how hard it is to score in this game. Let's be real. Also, I'd appreciate, with the gas prices the way they are now, if we could all buy tickets over the internet on this, because some states allow that,
Right.
You can buy Powerball tickets. Nevada should, too. Come on, lawmakers. In sports, the Tom Brady divorce negotiations are not going well. Giselle is now demanding full custody of Gronk. I'm kidding, obviously.
Giselle.
Congratulations Jezebel. To the Spanish Springs Cougars. They're going to play in their first ever regional championship. They beat Reed High last night, 27-6. In the other semifinal, Bishop Minogue won over Reno High, 55-28. They play their championship game next Friday. Other games, Spring Creek beat, I forgot to put the other team's name in there.
Oh, well, at least you can admit it.
21-20. Yerington was the winner over Incline.
To zero.
34-0. Yeah.
Yes. Next week they're going to host there.
And finally, a salute. I missed this last Saturday, but last week it was National First Responders Day. Cops are still defunded and defamed. Most EMTs and paramedics make barely more than minimum wage. And
which is a crime.
And firefighters still blow out their backs and face higher cancer rates. Maybe 1 year. National First Responders Day will be more than lip service. Thank you.
All right. Well, Don, let's go to our first break. We're going to come back. We've got more stuff to talk about this morning.
Oh, yes.
As usual. It's Live and Local here with John and Jay on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3.
On an iPhone? Get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
It's Live and Local with John and Jay on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3. And while you have some time here, go to our Facebook page. It's Live and Local with John and Jay. Also, you can go and check out our podcast at the end of the show if you go to 991fmtalk.com and click the podcast button. It's all right there for you about an hour after the end of each show. So, John, election season.
Early voting is over.
Yeah, that's right.
And all over town, the recycling bins all over Nevada are stuffed full with printed political flyers. The amount of candidate mail has been ridiculous and outrageous this year. The city would need several dumpsters to take care of it all, I would think. And the political mailers themselves, so immature. These are grown-up adults.
Yeah, I've seen them.
It's like kids writing stuff on bathroom walls. Why does it feel this year like you can't even find the better person, but instead which candidate will do less damage?
Yeah, it's funny you say that. There's a lot of races that are like that.
Just who will screw it up less?
Well, okay, so speaking of the races and what's going on Tuesday, we're actually going to be doing coverage live of the elections. Here in the studio.
Yes, you. So you're going to be.
Well, I'm going to be doing the local Washoe County elections live here on 99.1. And Jerry Evans and Craig Swope are going to be down in Carson City covering the statewide elections. So I'm going to be the Washoe County guy.
I would like to know, where is all this money coming from to vote yes on question three? Not one ad for no on question three. It makes me suspicious.
What's question three again?
It's about the primaries, opening up the primaries to where if you're a Republican, you can vote in the other party's primary. And some states do it this way.
I didn't know that.
But the thing is, it makes me suspicious when so much money is promoting something. You know, no one would spend that kind of money without expecting some economic benefit.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
So it just made me so suspicious. I had to vote no on
what?
I was suspicious.
Well,
you're voting over whether one party's vote in the other party's primary. Next up, the Elks Lodge is going to be voting to allow themselves to vote in the Reno Lion Club elections. Now, this is
the Elks Club.
Ridiculous.
Moving in on the Lions. That's funny. Well,
And the thing is, with all the ads, I get requests to donate to political campaigns. Do I really want to fund more awful political ads and mailers? That's a big no. And so many political phone calls. So many. I actually miss the car warranty scammers. I wish they'd come back instead.
I'm getting text messages from Catherine Cortez Masto herself or somebody identifying. And I've got about... every evening, probably about four or five of them between 6 and 8 o'clock.
That's what I'm hearing from some folks.
Is that costly Catherine's doing? She's texting you, Craig?
I thought our cell phone numbers were like sacred that no telemarketers could get
No. Your landlines are still part of the do not call. And there is now a do not call for cell phones, but you have to still go in and register as do not call. But it doesn't handle cancel out texting, I believe.
You know why? Because when this subject came up, you think the politicians will vote against something? They're the ones who use this the most, as we've witnessed. So they're not going to touch their invasion of privacy thing against us.
Yeah, you would think.
And Joe Biden has been campaigning at all the toss-up states, but he has been avoiding us. He's been avoiding Nevada.
Well, he's working on Pennsylvania, you know. He wants to get John Fetterlein or whatever into office.
I don't know about you, but the past 2 years have been horrible for me financially. And the politicians have done nothing to help my living situation. People care about their finances because they want to keep what they worked so hard for, their home, their job, their family's health. We don't want to hear that we're privileged because we're concerned about our hard-earned savings. And I'm tired of living around the permanently offended.
See, I'm a hustler,
I call
John.
The PC culture recreational outrage. So that's me. I'm all over the place today.
I was just going to say, I consider myself a little bit of a hustler to where, like, it doesn't matter who's in office. I'm always going to be doing okay. It doesn't matter.
That's true. We're going to survive, but they make it difficult for us, don't they?
Well, they do. But yeah. It's, you know, like I tell anybody, it's just like in 2016 when all the liberals freaked out and, you know, we're telling everybody they were going to move to Canada.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, dude, just chill out. Wait 4 years or 8 years tops. You'll have somebody back in who you like. And then in 8 years after that, we'll have somebody we like back in. It's like I love how it's like the end of the world when somebody gets, you know, like voted in. It's like, really? You know, like, I mean, the only person I could really say to myself right now that I'm like, okay, this is the end of the world is like if AOC was like president or something, like, I'd be done, dude. I'd be okay. I'm out of here.
Well, that's the media. The media plays it like it's the end of the world.
Right. You know? The sky is falling, Chicken Little.
There you go.
Anyways.
I will teach you, young one.
Right.
All right, we're going to break for Fox News. This is John and Jay, John Potter and Jay Biggs on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
Fox at the top. Fox at the bottom. Live and local right now on KKFT.
It's live and it's local with John and Jay right here on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3. And we are on Facebook. Please go and join us live and local with John and Jay. John?
Real estate news. The National Association of Realtors reports that home prices and higher interest rates have priced many would-be buyers out of the market. First-time buyers made up 26% of sales in 2022. That's the lowest total since they began collecting the data. People buying their first home also got older, rising to 36 this year compared to 33 last year, another all-time high. The happiest news is that apartment rents in Reno are dipping.
Are they?
Yeah.
Well, I sure haven't been told about this. my neighbor's rent just got raised, actually, and they took away our valet trash service. Anyway, somebody who's not going to have valet trash service, it's Rick Canale, local, and he is our real estate expert here with us each and every week. Good morning, Rick. How are you doing, sir?
Well, good morning, everybody. Hey, this is Rick Canale, your home sold guarantee guy, and I guarantee to sell your home at an asking price or I'll pay the difference. And it's just a beautiful day out there. Have you been driving around and seeing the change of leaf colors on the trees? Just beautiful. I love fall.
Oh, it's full fall garb right now, especially down there when I was announcing last week at the Nevada Day Parade. It is just spectacular how beautiful those tree colors are downtown Carson.
Yes, it is. And John, thanks for bringing that information up on the what the National Association of Realtors said, because that does tell what's going on in our market. And, you know, in the past different radio segments that we've had, we've talked a lot about interest rates and cost of homes and inflation and the impact that it does have on the real estate market, buyers and sellers. And that's one of the reasons that I like to do this show, is to help keep people in the know and so that they can make informed decisions on when they're ready to make a purchase or we're ready to sell. So that's good news. But you know what else happened this past week? The Federal Reserve raised the targeted federal funds by 0.75 of a percent point. In other words, they raised the basis points. And we don't really know what that's going to have on the market and interest rates, but we do know what they're saying is they're trying to get our inflation rate down to 2%, which is a lot higher right now, and they're going to do it on the backs of the housing market. And so that being said, people are still buying homes, and people are still selling. So what we're going to talk about today is something that I think is really, really important. And, you know, we've been talking about sellers and getting their homes ready for putting it on the market so that they can sell it for top dollar. And we've been talking about buyers and getting themselves prepared so that they can buy a home and be in a great position. And so that everybody can win in this whole process of buying and selling a home. And so in that process, there are certain things that happen. For instance, let's say John, that you sell your home and a buyer comes in and they say, okay, here's the contract. You accept the contract. And part of that contract talks about what we call a due diligence period or a home inspection period. So when you purchase a home, John, or somebody purchases a home, what's one of the things that you really want to know about that home? It's probably going to be that they're going to want to know what condition that home is in. So they're going to want to have it physically inspected. And so there's a period of time in which on the contracts that you're allowed to look at that home, look at the different parts of the home. You want to have a home inspection. You probably want to have the heating system checked out. You want to have a pest inspection. If it has a well or septic, you want to have those inspected. There's a number of different things that you'll want to have inspected. But also, you want to understand when they have those inspected, they're going to find some problems. There's no perfect home out there. So they're going to want to have some repairs done to that home in order for it to be in a condition that they want to continue with that purchase process. And so what we're going to talk about today is, should a seller use a handyman or a contractor for repairs that are requested from the buyer? And did you know that there are at least 33 physical problems that will come up under the scrutiny of a home inspection when your home is for sale? And that there are 11 that you really should know about if you're planning on putting your home up for sale. So the big question is, how do we get these things done? How do we get these requests taken care of, repairs done? And should a handyman be used or should a licensed contractor be used? Well, to be clear, a handyman is not a licensed contractor. A handyman is not a contractor at all. In fact, a handyman is only required to have a hold a business license. And there are limitations of what services they can provide. And there are certain repairs and procedures that lawfully cannot be accomplished by a handyman and can only be accomplished legally by a licensed contractor. And so you should really know, if you're selling a property or buying one, the answer to this question, and your real estate professional also should know when to refer a handyman, especially for an issue that is required to be accomplished by a licensed contractor that you may be found legally liable for. And in some cases, it's against the law under Nevada Revised Standard 624 for a handyman to perform certain repair services. And so a lot of people really aren't aware of that. Your realtor certainly should know that, and so that when you have these repairs done, especially as a seller, you know that it's being done right, and you know that it's being done according to the law. And so here are some guidelines in which I think that you should be aware of so that you know when you are to use a handyman, when you can use a handyman, and handyman can be used. They come in very useful. So here's some guidelines that according to the state law and other factors that you can use a handyman for. So one of these requirements is that any work where the cost of materials and labor exceeds $1,000 cannot be accomplished by a handyman. Any work that requires a permit cannot be accomplished by a handyman. And a handyman cannot perform any work in areas where the repairs can only be accomplished by a licensed contractor. And this specifically includes categories such as plumbing, electrical, your HVAC, and safety-related repairs. So when you have that repair done and it's done properly by the proper person, whether it's a handyman or a licensed contractor, then the person who sees that report of the completed repairs, they'll continue with that purchase. And so that's good to do. Now, one of the things that people ask themselves is when they list the home, should I do this home inspection myself, or should I wait for the home to sell to have an inspector come in and find these issues? Well, in today's market, you certainly want to present the best home that you can. And I always advise my clients to go ahead and have that home inspection completed beforehand, get those repairs done so that it's not a surprise during the due diligence period, and things will be handled properly so that the actual contract will not fall out because some surprise is discovered. And so when we talk about these things, there's always a question about, hey, what are these things that I should be looking for? Well, I offer a free report, and it's called 11 High-Cost Inspection Traps That You Should Know About Weeks Before Listing Your Home for Sale. And it covers, this report covers a lot of different topics. For instance, what are they looking for? I'll just mention a few. Defective plumbing, damp or wet basements, or crawl spaces. And there are some certain communities in Reno, Carson City, Carson Valley that, you know, have high water tables where they do have moisture under the crawl space. Inadequate wiring and electrical, poor heating and cooling systems. These are just a few that would want to be addressed before somebody actually will conclude this purchase of that home. So this free report is being offered to you without any obligation, and you can access it by for free instantly by going to Rick Has Buyers.
RickHasBuyers.com, right?
RickHasBuyers.com, very good. And so these are some great things that I offer for my clients or for anybody who's wanting to know, what should I do to prepare my home for sale? And again, you can go there and ask for this information and be knowledgeable when you are selling your home. And that's what we want you to do. Be knowledgeable when you sell your home, when you're buying a home, so that you come out winning and makes it less stress-free and less hassle-free. So you want to make sure that you don't have all the hassles and stresses that are involved when you do not know what's happening. So if you have any information or questions that you'd like to ask of me, feel free to get a hold of me, Rick Canelli, at 775-790-0574. Or you can contact me through my website, Rick Has Buyers. And again, this free report, I think I gave you the wrong domain for that, but go to Rick Has Sellers. Go right to Rick Has Sellers. You'll get that free report, 11 high-cost inspection traps that you should know about weeks before listing your home for sale.
Rick, do you have any Rick's Picks this week for us?
Yeah.
I've got Rick's Picks.
Yay.
Hey, there's a beautiful home in the same neighborhood, Arbor Gardens. The address is 1325 Silver Linden Way. This is a beautiful home.
Fancy.
Four bedroom, three baths, two car garage, two stories, 2,082 square feet of living space, built in 2005 on 0.14 acres. It's a beautiful.
What's that address again, Rick?
Address of 1325 Silver Linden Way. The asking price on this home is $509,900. It was actually reduced here recently. And so, if you're looking for,
that's a beautiful two-story home with a nice porch on the front.
Oh, he pulled it up. He's looking at it there, Rick.
Oh, he did. Okay.
I like the name of this.
Yeah, it's right on the corner. Am I right?
Absolutely. Yep. And it's just
beautiful
a,
home.
Just a delight. If somebody's looking for a great neighborhood, and this is in Gardnerville, great area. I mean, I call it the Mayberry neighborhood. That's what I refer to as all the time to people who I talk to about.
And there's a beautiful park right across the street from it.
Absolutely, and it's right down there by the Douglas County Community Center. Walmart shopping's right down there, and it's just a great community. So,
man, if you have kids or a family, that's a perfect spot.
Absolutely, and so if you know, like I said, that's a great place to go. And again, if you have any questions on how to prepare yourself for selling your home, how to get yourself ready to purchase a home, you can call me, Rick Canelli, at 775-790-0574. And you can always contact me at my website, rickhasbuyers.com or rickhassellers.com.
All right. Oh. Thank you, sir. All right. That was Rick Canale, our local real estate expert. He's in here each and every week with us at 9:30 a.m. on Live and Local. Stick around. We've got some more stuff to talk about before Colleen Westlake heads in and talks with us next. Yes.
One of our school district candidates coming up in about 10 minutes here.
Absolutely. It's Live and Local with John and Jay on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's live and it is local with John and Jay right here each and every Saturday morning at 9 to noon on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3.
John Potter and Jay Biggs, I tried to get a flu shot this week.
Tried?
Tried. It's suddenly difficult. They're using these draconian COVID rules on flu shots. We gave up on CVS long ago with their have to download our app to get a shot business. Walgreens, we went to Walgreens. We went up for what used to be a 10-minute deal, you know, walk in to get your flu shot. But now you're told to make an appointment first, and they would not take my appointment in person. I said, if I call to make the appointment, will it ring here? They said, no, it's a 1-800 number where you sit on hold. But you can also do it online.
See, I've never
This whole thing is ridiculous. I'm standing there.
I'm standing
there right at the pharmacy counter at Walgreens. And so you make the flu shot appointment online, and then it would get to the same person that I was just talking to in about 2 minutes. This is how they do it now. It's not about us, the customer, anymore.
Well, I don't.
They inconvenience us now to get our private information is what it is. You go online, they're going to want to, you know stuff for their own customer base, and especially with CVS wanting you to download their app. They all want to force you into that. And, you know,
that's funny because, like, you know, with the ex-girlfriend being a pharmacist, she makes it sound like it's just one bat of the eyes at you and you're over there getting jabbed.
Try it now. It's totally different. And I was very disappointed by it. I think one of the top permanent victims of the COVID lockdowns, besides small business and education scores, is customer service. Customer service. It's just not what it used to be. It's not the worker's fault. It's these company policies that really, number one, want the data. Number two, want you to download their app. I can't even recycle printer cartridges at Staples.
You have such issues with those cartridges.
At Staples anymore. You have to
just
do
like
it
I do.
With the app.
It's not the
worker's fault. They're doing the job of two with low staffing. You can't pick on the workers. It's just a darn shame. All the way around. But we have to stop complaining about our lives because we have to think of the people who have to live in California the way I look at it.
Yeah. Well, you know, you make your own choices. You make your own choices. You know?
And Rick has, I'm sorry, Jay has suspicions about a national story.
Well, I always
have
suspicions about everything because
as I always say
and I tell my kids and anybody I know, it's better to have questions that can't be answered than answers that can't
maybe
be questioned.
Maybe somebody out there can.
Well,
go ahead.
Well, I don't think
we're
anybody
being
can.
Suspicious
I don't think
anybody
today. Can except maybe Mr. Paul Pelosi himself and Nancy Pelosi. I don't know. Let's talk about this just because this story is so weird to me. You know, at first, I'm not going to lie, man. I thought maybe Paul Pelosi was the new Jesse Smollett. You know, maybe this really didn't happen. It was like a very far extreme ploy to get some sympathy for the Democrats.
The timing was suspicious right off. I agree.
I don't know, man. I mean, the fact that he knew who this guy was, he called him by name, the police have cameras on their house 24/7, and the guy got in. Like, I don't know, man. I mean, this could go deep.
It was easier.
This could go deep.
It was easier.
This could be a lover's coil. I hate to even say that.
My goodness.
I know that sounds ridiculous, but it could go that deep.
Isn't it?
Who knows?
Isn't it weird that it was easier to get into Paul Pelosi's house than it is to get a flu shot?
It's easier to get into Paul Pelosi's house than Costco. Apparently, They stop me every time I try to go in and get a slice of pizza for $1.99. Just trying to be a baller on a budget.
All right, so from now on, it's going to be all positive, right?
No.
Oh, boy.
Well, I don't know. We haven't heard from Sheriff Joe yet. He may or may not call in. I don't know. I heard.
Well, that's right. I heard that you guys kind of arranged a call from Lombardo.
Jerry Evans had reached out to the Lombardo crew, and we may or may not have heard from him this morning, and so far we haven't. But maybe he's still mad at me for, you know, saying what I've said, or you know, I did call him out there at the parade. I mean, if people were in front of the booth, it's funny because, you know, it's like I said, you know, if you don't like conservative talk, you know who I work for. It's supposed to be non-biased commentary, but just use your head. Look at the banner, 99.1. You probably know what my commentary is going to be like. If you don't like it, go move yourself south down there in front of Steve Funk.
Wow. We're going to be right back. We have a school board candidate. You'll want to hear the interview next.
Well, yeah, we got a minute, though. We got 1 minute.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, we got 1 minute before we do that. But
you're right.
It's okay. The clocks are very small here, so it's a little hard to see. But that means...
He's being nice, folks, because I'm 68 years old, and the eyesight, I guess, you're saying isn't what it used to be.
Yeah,
I can read between the lines.
Well, I was counting as 68, not 86, John. Come on. Come on now. All right, well, let's just remind folks that we do have the podcast. If you want to check out each and every episode, even our back episodes, you can go to 991fmtalk.com, click the podcast tab, and it's all right there for you, hours 1, 2, and 3 of each day. Even just like this show, you can check out at about an hour after the end of it. And, of course, Facebook. Go and find us on there. And you can stream us live anytime at 991fmtalk.com and 923fmtalk.com in the Smith & Mason
Valley. All right, Washoe County residents, listen up. School board candidate next on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk.